that. I didn't look into that. Now I'm thinking, Jeff,
you don't need to. I'm just curious.
Okay. I didn't. No, sorry about that, Craig.
No, we basically got to yes, and we left it at that.
Fair enough. Efficient use of time.
Okay, let's move on. Thank you.
Contingency fund. We talked about the old one, I think, was $18,000. Daggett County proposed to increase the contingency fund up to $50,000. I will let Rick Baxter respond to that.
We are happy with that number, $50,000. So I think Reclamation is fine to, Jeff, put that in there and make that permanent.
And Trevor, that is primarily for, as it speaks to it, the federally owned pumps used to deliver the water to the plant. Pump prices have gone up, and $50,000, and either concur or disagree with me, Trevor, $50,000 seemed like a fair number with some contingency built into the contingency for pump replacement.
Yes, I concur with that number.
Randy made a point that we were just discussing. If we anticipate pump prices continuing to go up, can we just buy a replacement pump and store it?
That's a good question for Trevor. Do they already have a contingency pump?
To my knowledge, we do not have a replacement pump at this time. It is something we could definitely look into if we wanted to. The only concern with that is as a pump sits on the shelf without being used, there is potential of it, I guess, corroding or going, having issues when you do grab it off the shelf 20 years later of working or not working.
What's the difference between grabbing that one or the one that they're going to send you that's been on the shelf?
The time of how long it's been on the shelf would be the only difference.
Yeah.
If I buy a new one from the manufacturer that's been on the shelf for 20 years, I might question their inventory.
or they have some, but that you're also buying it with some guarantee or warranty that it's going to run.
Fair enough.
Yeah, okay, that's just a question I had.
Yep.
Yes, the other thought, not to get off on this, the other thought on that would be, how long does it take to source one after you order one, if it's, you know?
Right.
Yeah, if we don't have one now, what are we going to do?
So there's two pumps. They alternate the use of the two pumps. If one goes out, they still have one running, right?
Oh, okay. Then you're probably okay.
Redundancy. Yeah.
There's redundancy.
Yeah. And this contract provision is just a floor. It sounds like you guys have done a great job of storing some cash in case you have emergency repairs.
We can figure that out without everybody here if we need to do something different. Yeah.
Let's keep moving then in the interest of time. Measurement, that's still the same language. Shortage, still the same language. We have made a few minor adjustments to the standard contract articles. I'm going to break your hearts one more time. We got the authority to remove PEC 1010 confirmation of contract. So, and I know it aggravates Craig to get rid of standard articles from reclamation contracts, but
I can survive. I'll try to survive, yeah.
So that one is going to come off of the old one, and then I think we're going to make some minor changes to the rules, regulations, and determinations just to make sure that is it's the one for M&I water. But other than that, I think that is the meat and potatoes of this contract.
Okay.
Help me understand what you just said. I'm sorry. You're getting rid of the boilerplate in essence?
We're getting rid of one boilerplate, and we're making some minor adjustments to the other just to make sure it is up to speed with the, and it's the M&I water rules regulations one.
So where it says version A or B?
Yep, we're going to go with version B, and we will make sure you have that language in the final update that we're going to send you here today.
Okay.
Okay, and then as far as the drought contingency things that are going on in reclamation not liable for water shortage adjustments. Is that from the old contract or is that new?
I think that's the old contract.
Okay. And the other question I had with that same thing is the under measurement and responsibility C speaks to all of the different treaties and what water's available, and then looking at DROA being enacted this year and also whatever may come out of the Bureau short of an agreement between the all of the compact states. I'm assuming
basically the compact and the law of the river, the rules are what are going to stand. This contract is not going to trump anything that is written into law.
Understood. But then when it comes to the new whatever EIS is being promoted right now or being worked on as to the operations of the dam within the compact, I guess I'm nervous that we could end up in the same boat as Lake Powell, where they're the reason that they want to do the DROA release in order for it to still function. We don't have very many places above us that could do what even we do for Lake Powell. So being at the
but I don't think there's anything. Yeah, sorry, I don't think there's anything we can write into this contract that's going to give you protections from that.
Yeah, no, I think I'd have to unfortunately agree with that. I wish we could, but and I think if it was up to California, we'd be draining both Lake Powell and Flaming Gorge from what I'm hearing. Exactly. I should say, to I better be careful because my firm, we represent the Upper Colorado River Commission. I don't do that work, but I do hear a few things in the hall once in a while. The attorneys here do that are not very happy boys, I'll put it that way. Peter, you probably know Peter and Nathan. There, it's not been a good last few months. I can put it that way, because it's been ugly. And like I said, that's California'd love to drain everything upstream and put it in Lake Mead for them. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But
don't forget to give Arizona some credit too, Craig. They deserve some credit.
I got to get some credit. You're right. I can't just can't throw it all on California.
Well, and even our upper basin states aren't all getting along exactly the same either. So
no, that's another problem I won't go into.
All right.
When I hear the swear word through my wall from Nathan's office, I know it's a bad day.
All right. Thank you.
Our intent is to maintain the status quo, keep water flowing, keep things moving in as close to the manner as they have been previously. So, and I think this gets us there.
Thank you. I think you've done a really good job of that. So I take it you're going to finalize all of these and the other ones change you're making, then you'll shoot us a copy of that for our review. And hopefully, I don't think we'll have too many changes, but if we have a few, we can send those back to you, I take it, if there's any word tweaking or anything like that. I think that's kind of where we're down to. I'm not anticipating anything more than that.
Do you want spelling errors? Yeah.
Always.
Page 5. Paragraph C, third line down, it says form, and it probably should say from. Under rate and method of payment for delivery of water, 6, C, third line down in C.
Good catch. Thank you.
There it is. Yeah, you're right. There it is.
I typed you one out that was endangered with an ED instead of an endanger, because one of those places you have just endanger instead of endangered.
Okay. Anyway, my worry is curtailments. If those kick in, if there's any way to protect those within the contract for municipal water and curtailments get initiated, it would be wonderful. But it sounds like there's not without other issues kicking in.
So how soon do you anticipate being able to have the changes made to the contract and have it sent over for our approval?
Single digit hours here today, this afternoon.
And
right.
5th is the deadline.
So we'll, I'm just asking the question, I guess, of our amongst ourselves. We'll keep the meeting open today so that we can approve this today.
Okay.
Is that everybody's understanding?
Fair.
Very good.
If I'm not here, I'll be doing it virtually.
Okay.
That works for you.
Yep, that'll be fine. So, yeah, anything that you can do to expedite that, send it to Craig and Kent for their review, and we'll keep the meeting open so that we can get it approved today.
Go ahead.
Sorry, just one more question. Will the copy that you send to us be signed by the Bureau?
No. So what the process moving forward is, you guys will finish your review, sign it, send it back. We will put it into our document tracking system software. We've already got it moving through in draft form, so that as soon as we get that back, we'll hopefully already have it at Erin St. John's level so that she can just sign it and move it on. It may not be signed by the regional director by Thursday at midnight, but the reality is I think we're comfortable with a signed copy from you, that we are negotiated, we're moving through, that as soon as we get the regional director's signature on it, you know, that we're going to have a few-day grace period where nobody's going to shut the pumps off. So.
Okay, so no interruption of water and service.
Nope. And then once that is signed by the regional director, we will send you an executed copy back for your records.
Very good. Thank you for all your help, and we're grateful.
And very grateful.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Very happy that you guys have been willing to kick this thing into gear and move it quickly. So well done on your end. Big thanks to, you know, Patricia, for example, for getting the contract drafts moving, to Erin for helping us move things along, for Rick for being so agreeable, you know, Dustin, Mark. It's really been a team lift from Reclamation's end and on your end as well. So good partnership and teamwork to get this done. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so very much.
Good. Thanks.
See you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I guess you don't have to have that one anymore.
Are we still on the video on Google Meets? Just a different screen? Okay. Well, for the record, let's take a short recess.
Thank you.
It is 12:14.